What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fast and Flow podcast. I'm your host, Fast and Flow, otherwise known as Catherine Kelly, your running bestie, a New York City-based long-distance runner and certified personal trainer, and I also work in corporate strategy at a fitness company, so we are all things fitness over here. Today, we're going to talk about decorating for Christmas, getting into the holiday spirit, because I didn't used to. I used to think it was honestly kind of dumb and a waste of time and a waste of money to go to Target and buy a garland and buy decorations that I was then going to have to store in my apartment, and I didn't have that many, like that. I don't have that much square footage or don't have that much room in my apartment in New York City. I know a lot of people can understand that, but I think moreover, I just thought it was like this effort that I just didn't want to put in because I didn't really understand why. I was like, well, we're going to buy all this stuff. It's going to cost money. We're going to have to put it up. It's going to take time. It's not going to be fun. I was like pretty cynical about it. And then we're just going to have to take it all down, and then we're going to have to store it and figure out what to do with it. And it's just going to be like all this extra clutter and mess in my apartment, and why do we even have to do it? And I think I was just honestly super negative about it, and not even necessarily with the Christmas decorations, but with decorating anything. Like, even just like, we got some pumpkins for the holidays this year, and that was the first time we've done that, which yes, it did take some effort to go out of the way and go out to Long Island and go to the pumpkin patch and pick the pumpkins out and pay for them and bring them back and set them up in the apartment. It's like nothing too crazy or radical, but I think sometimes I'm somebody who can get very stuck on executing. I'm like, okay, I have to do this for work. I have to do this for social media. I have to do this for running training. I have to take the dog out. I have to do this for my mom. And like, I'm so like execution oriented that I don't do many things that are just purely for fun and have no other motive other than to just make a really calming ambiance and aesthetic in my apartment and just do something for fun. And I will say, like, having an apartment that, or just any type of home that you want to be in and that you feel really calm and comfortable in, is so important. And it doesn't take that crazy of action steps to get to that state. And for example, I never used to buy candles because I thought, why would I spend money on candles? I mean, candles are expensive. Like, seriously, if you're getting, you know, nice candles, they are so expensive. So I think I didn't see the point in spending money on candles that you were just going to light and then they were just going to burn and then you were just going to throw them out and have to get new ones. Like, if you guys are kind of understanding how my mind works, that's how I used to really view things up until honestly like the past year. And I really started to change my mindset around wanting to feel festive for the holidays and like really wanting to lean into that. And I think part of it might just be with getting older. You know, when you're really young, you want to decorate for the holidays because it's something that is fun for you. Like, it's not stressful. Your mom is taking out all the decorations and you're getting so excited and you want to decorate the tree and you like can't wait until Saturday because you're going to go get the tree and then decorate the tree. And it's just this really fun childhood experience. But then I think as I got older, it just started to become a burden because it is a lot of work. Like, you start to realize how much work your parents are putting into decorating the whole house. Like, let alone, I just have an apartment that's 725 square feet. Imagine decorating an entire home. I mean, that's a lot of effort, and especially people who do the outside of the home too with all the lights, and it's so beautiful. And I remember I used to ask my mom, why don't we do that? Like, why do our neighbors do that? And now I'm starting to understand that that takes a ton of work. And, you know, if you're a parent who works full time, you only have so much time to dedicate. So I think I was just really starting to understand more so even just like how much my mom did for us growing up in terms of just like even upkeeping the house. Like, think about how much toilet paper, paper towels, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, hand soap, hand lotion, Purell, like, I don't know, just all of those little things around the apartment, or sorry, around your house that you just took for granted were always going to be there. Like, when we ran out of toilet paper, I was confused. I was like, wait, why, you know, why did we run out of toilet paper? I didn't understand. You know, my mom is working a lot. She's a doctor. She's still a doctor today, working full time, taking care of four kids and like needing to go to Costco literally every single week to make sure that we have enough stuff. Or I never used to understand why are we running out of snacks in the house? It's like, well, my mom has to go and buy them and she's really busy, you know? And I just never really appreciated that until I started to get older, and now I really do. But kind of back to the decorating topic, I think, you know, as I started to get older, I was a little bit cynical around the holidays as well, because I feel like my family wasn't as close as we were when we were younger, and so it wasn't really the same vibe. It was a little bit of a different vibe over the holidays, and we honestly didn't have too many traditions. Like, we used to always get matching pajamas. That's something we would do, matching Christmas pajamas. And that was really fun. We would open presents on Christmas Eve. But then Christmas Day, we would kind of just sit around, which I actually don't mind. I like that. I think it's, you know, a lot, especially if you're hosting family on Christmas Eve. But I think as we started to get older, just the way, like, the kind of the vibe of Christmas and the holidays started to change. You know, I think once you lose the allure of, like, Santa Claus and you know that he's not real anymore and, you know, like, kind of some of the magic is gone, you can get a little bit cynical about it. But I feel like as I've gotten older, like, I'm 26 years old now, so in my mid-20s, I start thinking about the kind of family and the kind of house that I want when I have children, because crazily enough, like, we are getting closer to that time, which is just so insane. But I think I've kind of just started leaning into that, and just, I guess, a little bit more so if it is also leaning into my feminine side, because I'm somebody who is definitely very masculine in terms of my energy, just in terms of the way that I think I'm kind of, I'm very hard. Like, I'm no bullshit. I go after the things I want. I don't make excuses. I keep pushing. Everything I do is, like, very intense and very hard. And that's not super feminine. Like, the feminine energy is much more of, like, what, you know, you just, you know, you live in alignment with what you want, and then the things just kind of come to you, rather than the masculine energy is, like, chasing after the things you want. And don't get me wrong, you need both. Like, you can't live completely on one polar opposite side of the spectrum or another. In every male and female, in every person, there are masculine traits and there are feminine traits. I just think I'm somebody who definitely leans more masculine, even in the clothing that I wear, just, like, in the way that I speak and the way that I conduct myself. I definitely do see, like, a lot more elements of masculine energy in me, but I'm trying to consciously lean more into the feminine energy side, which is the side that would be, you know, cooking dinner, making cookies, like, decorating the apartment, making sure the aesthetic and the vibe are really calming. And, like, that is such a special thing, because I, again, like, growing up, my mom just did that for us, and you didn't realize how much work was being put into creating such a welcoming environment at home, creating somewhere where you felt safe, somewhere where there was always enough food, there was always everything you needed, like, you always just felt taken care of and secure and safe. That's a very feminine energy type thing, and, like, that's something that I want to display as myself now, but also as a mother. And when I have a family, like, I kind of found myself saying, oh, you know, like, well, when we have kids, I'll decorate. And when we have kids, I'll, like, learn how to cook or learn how to bake or, like, do all these things. And it's like, well, do I think that having kids is going to just, like, change the way that I am? And, like, to an extent, yes, it obviously will change your life. But I just mean, like, if you're not cooking beforehand, what makes you think you're going to be cooking after? And that's just how I think about things. And if it's something that I'm interested in, I want to start doing it now. So even over the holidays and the past couple weeks, I have not been doing anything crazy, but, like, trying to make one new recipe a week. Or, like, I think in the city, it gets really easy to just order things all of the time, because everything is, first of all, you don't really have a full proper kitchen, and it's just so easy to order things. It's so accessible in Uber Eats. It can come in 30 minutes, and then you don't have to lift a finger and you don't have to do anything. But I genuinely feel a lot better when I have a home cooked meal, and it's so nice to be able to cook for someone else too. Like, obviously I cook for Brett as well, and we cook together, and that's something that's really fun. And I think, again, even sometimes with that, I'm like, oh, well, I could just keep working and order food and then minimize the amount of time I have to spend eating, like, preparing the food and eating and cleaning, because I'll just order it. And that genuinely is how my mind works a lot of the time. And it is something that I do like about myself to an extent, because it helps me get a lot done. But it's also something that's been frustrating me lately, because I don't want to live my whole life just in this, like, go, go, go to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, and just keep checking things off my list and keep working and just keep your head down and, you know, just keep working at all costs. And there's a time and place for that, for sure. But like anything, you have to go through seasons, and you have to have seasons where you're a little bit softer, a little bit more feminine, a little bit more relaxed, so that you can recharge and go for the things that you really want to go for with a lot more intention. That's something I've been really realizing about myself lately is I'll just keep executing, but I won't take the time to stop and think, what's my intention behind this? What's the broader picture? If I just slow down for a week here to think and to rest, can I get further than I could have gone before? And that's like really something that I'm trying to be conscious of this winter. And again, everything that I talk about on this podcast is because it's something that is top of mind for me, because there are things that I'm struggling with now or have struggled with in the past and have worked through them. And so I'm just as much talking to myself as you guys when I'm talking into my phone, sitting here, making these podcasts. But it is just something that I think, you know, over the winter when we, you know, hopefully do have a little bit more time to be a little bit slower, a little bit calmer, and just like take some time for ourselves to think, that we should use it. I could even tell myself over this weekend, it was Thanksgiving weekend this past weekend, which was lovely. I didn't do a life update at the beginning of the episode, so I'll do a quick one now. We came to Long Island. Brett and I came to Long Island on Wednesday night. We just went out to dinner with my mom and my brother, which was so nice. And then Thursday was Thanksgiving, and we went to my grandma's house. We were there for probably 6 or 7 hours. It was a long time, with my grandparents, my aunts, my cousin, my uncle, and my family. And it was really nice, and really relaxing. And I told Brett on Wednesday night, I was like, I'm not going to even think about like picking up anything related to work, related to social media. Like, I'm just going to completely let myself relax on Thursday, which I did. And it was so nice. And it really like allowed me to kind of come down from like the hype and all of the, you know, the scurrying that I do on a day-to-day basis. And then on Friday, I was like, okay, I want to do a little bit of work. So I did some reading for my running coach certification, which was nice. I worked out. I had a calm but productive day. But then come Saturday, so that essentially that would have been like Saturday, Sunday, but it was Thursday, Friday, we head off. And then come Saturday morning, I was like, oh, like, I feel like I need to like go back to work now. I need to start doing things. Like, the weekend is over. Meanwhile, the whole point of a holiday weekend is to have an extended break, an extended period of time where you don't have to work and you don't have to do things that are productive. But that's really hard for me, because I'm somebody who always wants to be pushing on to the next thing. And I'm like, I don't want to waste time, because it also is, I do a lot of things that I really like to do. And so I have all these ideas that I want to continue to execute on. And I see my goals so clearly, you know, at least my goals for the next couple years so clearly. And I want to keep working towards them at all costs, like whether it be a running goal or a strength goal, a social media goal, career goal, like anything like that, relationship goal. It just makes me want to use all the downtime that I have to keep working towards those goals. But it's something that I'm continually reminding myself that it is actually beneficial. It's not only okay, but it's beneficial and necessary to take down periods. Like, and the thing is, if you just take a down period for a day, it's going to be fine, but it doesn't get me to that like really creative zone. Like, when I'm bored for an extended period of time, or just have a down period for an extended period of time, I'm actually able to think a little bit more outside of the box and think, as I was saying before, you can kind of think about how you can get farther than you would have if you were just continuing on your current trajectory. And this is something that I'm really trying to break through the barrier with social media, because I feel like I have so many good ideas. I have a lot of really positive energy and good messages to share. And what I've been doing for the past year obviously has been working. I started on January 1st, 2023. I had 700 followers on Instagram, I believe. And now I have over 27,000 followers on Instagram. So clearly I was doing something right this past year, but it's like, I want social media to be my full-time job. So in order to get from where I am now to call it 100,000 followers, I don't want that to have to take, you know, 3 more years if I was continuing along the same trajectory of just like gaining whatever it was, 2,000 followers a month. Like, I don't want it to take 3 more years. I want to be able to do this in 6 months. And so you have to start thinking outside the box. You have to think, I heard this on an Ed Milet podcast, but it's actually easier to 10x your life than it is to 2x your life. Just meaning like, it's easier to get 10 times better than you are now than 2 times better than you are now, if you take the time to put in the thought to how you're actually going to do that. Because in order to get 2 times better than you are now, you still have to keep putting in like all the effort you've been doing. You basically just keep doing what you're doing because it's clearly been working, and you just stay consistent with it. But to 10x your life, you have to really think outside the box, get strategic, get creative, get fun with it. And that's actually, I think it's more mind expanding, more life expanding, more fun to try to see if you can 10x your life, right? But you can't do that if you don't have time to think. And in order to have time to think, you need to take downtime. And I know this episode kind of started out talking about holiday decorations, but for me, this is kind of all looped into one, because that is something that is I'm just doing that for fun. It is me taking downtime, taking time away from constantly executing, constantly going on to the next task and asking so much of myself and just kind of letting myself relax and do something purely for fun. And that does make me nervous. That does honestly make me a little bit uneasy, but I kind of have to just work through that and just sit in that. Like yesterday, Saturday, I was like, oh, I should really start working. Then like we watched the Ohio State game and then I thought I should start working right when the game is over. But I was like, no, like that's not really the point of the holiday weekend. So I forced myself to sit in that discomfort and the discomfort of like not doing enough and just let myself relax. And it's not easy, and it's something that I'm going to have to keep practicing. And I'm not necessarily saying this is the way everyone has to live or the way, you know, everyone has to do this, but it's just something that I've been thinking about lately that it's like, okay, well, you know, it's good to kind of break the pattern of how you've been living and see if you can then, you know, tweak your life to get further than you would have gotten before. So anyway, long story short, I'm taking a little bit of a break, like just a little bit of more time to think over the holidays. And I think I'm going to post, I was just talking to my sister, I'm going to do 25 days of Vlogmas, but instead of, it's not going to be full vlogs. It's going to just be content that's non-fitness related. So like things that I'm doing in my life, like for example, my corporate job, I work, you know, at a fitness company, I work in corporate strategy, to kind of the dog mom life, taking care of Lucy, more relationship stuff, date night, and like things I'm wearing, makeup I'm wearing, just stuff that's purely fun and not supposed to be like, yeah, let's work really hard and like break past our self-imposed boundaries. Yes, that is obviously the main message of my page and that's what keeps me going. And I will always post that type of content. Like even during December and the holidays, like I am still in my strength training grind and I'm going to like give you guys updates on that. And that's something that's really important to me. But I do want to just take some time to post things that are, yeah, I don't know, a little bit more soft, a little bit just more for pure fun. And I think it's going to be really fun. So today we're going to decorate the tree. I'm actually still in Long Island. We're about to go back to the city and we're going to decorate the tree this afternoon. So that's going to be my first day of the 25 days of Vlogmas. I'm so excited to show you guys and just like share in the cheery atmosphere and get into the holiday spirit because, yeah, the way you feel is so important. It dictates like how you're able to show up for yourself throughout the day and how happy you are and just how energized you are. Having a nice apartment and a nice space that like feels holiday and homey and festive is really something that I'm going after. So we got a Christmas tree. It's a fake tree. It's 7 feet tall. It's already lit. So we're going to decorate that. My grandma just gave us a bunch of ornaments. We got a garland. We got some Christmas smelling candles, some holiday candles. So we're going to do all of that today and I'll show you guys on TikTok and Instagram. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to my little holiday kind of cozy episode. Again, just kind of a brain dump, just sharing with you guys where I'm at. I like being able to share in the longer form content on the podcast. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. I hope you guys are also doing something decorating for Christmas. And again, it doesn't have to be super big or overwhelming. It can literally just be getting a Christmas scented candle and like lighting it at night when you're sitting and watching YouTube or something like that. Like that's so cozy and so fun and honestly such a low lift for the reward that you get from that. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys have a great week and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.